91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. Quinte West police are looking for a missing Trenton man. James Solner was last seen at his place of employment at 10 o'clock yesterday morning. 31-year-old Solner is 5'8", 170 pounds, with a blonde brush cut. If you have information about the whereabouts of Solner, contact Quinte West OPP as soon as possible. A Brampton man accused of leading police on a pursuit in a stolen truck was remanded for a week during a brief video court appearance this morning. Jason Midas faces a total of 10 charges that include flight from police, dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, mischief endangering life, and driving while disqualified. He's due to make another video appearance in Milton next Thursday. Police followed the flatbed truck across southern Ontario for several hours October 31st before it pulled over near Burlington. A deal is reported to have been reached to end part of a financing fight between the Federal Conservatives and Elections Canada. The Canadian press has learned the Tories are set to agree to what a caucus source calls administrative imperfection for the way they handled advertising during the 2006 election. As a result, sources say charges of breaking the Election Act against four senior Conservative officials, including two senators, are being dropped. The two sides are expected in an Ottawa court this afternoon on the so-called in-and-out case. Someone claiming to be the killer of a teenager in Armstrong, B.C. has sent a letter to Mounties in the North Okanagan town. The Canadian Press's Beth Lighton has more.
That suggests the possible further violence against women.
That's Corporal Dan Moskaluk describing the letter that arrived yesterday at the Armstrong RCMP detachment, but Moskaluk can't say much else.
Its contents, syntax, the format, how it was received are all details at this time that we are not divulging publicly.
He does say women, especially those in the north and central Okanagan, should be very cautious. 18-year-old Taylor Van Deese died shortly after she was attacked on Halloween night while walking alone through the usually quiet town. Beth Layton, The Canadian Press.
Just as hopes are rising that Italy and Greece are taking action to deal with their debt crisis, new worries are focused on France. The Toronto stock market opened up but has moved into the red amid reports that France could have its credit rating placed on negative credit watch by a major ratings agency. Analysts say the news turned the market on a dime. Optimism had risen earlier on speculation Italy is about to name a new premier who will impose needed austerity measures, and Greece's coalition government has named a new prime minister after 4 days of talks. At least 10 people, including a Japanese aid worker, are confirmed dead after a second earthquake to hit eastern Turkey in recent weeks. The quake hit the same region that was slammed by an October trembler that left 600 people dead. It toppled more than a dozen buildings, including two hotels, damaged in the first quake. Angry residents today have been protesting, saying authorities should have closed down the hotels. That's 91X News to 1203. Here's Jose de Barros with sports.
There are no games in the OHL until tomorrow. The Belleville Bulls will play on Saturday at the Yardman Arena, where they host the Saginaw Spirit. However, some of the Bulls are in action as part of the Subway Super Series tonight in Ottawa. Bulls coach George Burnett will be the head coach of the OHL All-Stars, and Steven Silas will play defense as the OHL team will play Russia in the third game of the series. The Russians head into the game having won both their matches against the QMJHL, including last night's 5-4 shootout victory in Quebec City. There are four games in the Junior A schedule for tonight. At 7 o'clock, the Trenton Golden Hawks are on the road against the Kingston Voyageurs. All the other games start at 7:30, with Brampton playing against Oakville, Milton playing in Newmarket, and Buffalo playing against Stouffville. Sidney Crosby is feeling good these days. Still, the Pittsburgh Penguins superstar isn't sure when he'll return on the ice. Coach Dan Bleisma said Thursday afternoon Crosby will not play Friday or Saturday, and that his status remains uncertain. Crosby hasn't played since being diagnosed with concussion-like symptoms in early January. Crosby has practiced with the team since the start of training camp 2 months ago and was cleared for contact last month. Tom Bradley says he's taking over as head coach at Penn State with mixed emotions. The defensive coordinator was appointed interim coach last night by the school's board of trustees. Bradley becomes the first new Penn State coach since 1966. Longtime coach Joe Paterno was fired in the wake of a child sex abuse scandal involving former assistant Jerry Sandusky. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly cloudy and a high of 8. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of +1. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of +5. It's 8 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Jose DeBarros, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
This is 91X. CJLX. 91.3 FM. Belleville.